You're listening to SBS News.
A Beirut explosion killing at least 135 people has renewed concerns from community members living near an even larger stockpile of the chemical responsible in Newcastle. About 6,000 to 12,000 tonnes of ammonium nitrate is stored at mining company Orica's Kooragang Island plant, about four times the amount that had been stored in the port facility in Lebanon. The plant is just 3 kilometres from Newcastle's CBD, with some residents living as close as 800 metres from the facility. Chemical engineer and community campaigner Keith Craig says an explosion could have dire consequences.
Over the years, over 40 or so major explosions of ammonium nitrate, and this is just the latest one. So it's really a major concern, even though the risk that the likelihood's low, the outcome's catastrophic. So it's just a high-risk plant that you don't have near communities.
Dr. Chi Fan is a senior lecturer in chemical engineering at Curtin University in Western Australia. He says ammonium nitrate was first used as an explosive during World War II, but the chemical is still relatively popular worldwide.
Ammonium nitrate is pretty much a chemical with a high nitrogen content. It's very popular is because it's relatively cheap and it's quite useful. The two main applications of this is fertilizer, to increase the nitrogen content in the fertilizer, and number two, in making explosive.
And the explosion in Beirut is not the first of its kind. In 1947, nearly 600 people lost their lives and thousands were injured from an explosion at a similarly sized store in Texas. Workers were loading fertilizer onto a freight ship at a pier in Texas City. In 2001, an explosion at a chemical plant in Toulouse, France, killed 31 people. Concerned Newcastle residents have been calling for the stockpile level to be lowered or the complete relocation of the plant. But Dr. Fan says residents shouldn't compare the risk to what happened in Beirut. Storage in Beirut was apparently without safety protocols, and there were fireworks stored nearby.
Basically, if you put it very near an open flame or you have some flammable materials around, then it might happen. But for my understanding, with the facility in Newcastle, is they follow a very strict procedure in handling and the material, and they put it further away from any flammable material, and they had a good track record for so long, so I'm pretty sure whatever procedure they have, they're adequate.
Dr. Gabriel Da Silva is a senior lecturer in chemical engineering at the University of Melbourne. He agrees the risk to the Newcastle community is low.
If it's stored correctly and handled correctly, it's actually not that dangerous, so it's actually quite difficult. So it doesn't burn, it's quite difficult to make it explode, but obviously under the wrong circumstances, you can get some very devastating and tragic consequences.
Mining company Orica insists its operations at Kooragang Island are highly regulated by authorities. A statement from the company says they comply with New South Wales government risk assessment criteria.
You have to be extremely negligent with ammonium nitrate for it to explode. The explosion in Beirut cannot be compared to the responsible and heavily regulated production, storage and transport of ammonium nitrate by Orica and others in Australia. Ammonium nitrate storage areas at Kooragang Island are fire resistant, are built exclusively from non-flammable materials, and we have designated exclusion zones around these areas.
Dr. Da Silva says given the precautions, the Newcastle community shouldn't be concerned.
It pays to check and to look that we are doing things properly. But I think as long as we do follow the way that, the way that we should store and handle this chemical, then there's no reason that it can't be as safe as any other facility.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.